on Radio1057.com and a lot of other places as well. And always happy to be joined by Rick Limpert, who visits every Friday. On Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell, covers sports and technology for a number of different outlets, including Yahoo News and Sports, a daily technology column with Examiner.com. See his work periodically in the AJC. Rick, you join us from Oklahoma City today. What is the word, first and foremost, on the series with the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I was at the arena actually yesterday here. They're all coming in for the Western Conference Finals. I'll be here in Oklahoma City on Sunday. And to say the city is excited is kind of an understatement. And, yeah, it's a pretty big deal here. It would be a pretty big deal in any city, even Atlanta, if the Hawks were still alive. So the NBA playoffs moves the meter, and it's for a – you know, when it's the only game in town here, the only pro town, pro sports team in Oklahoma City, it's a pretty big deal.
A very big deal. And, well, let's just say that the Western Conference Finals are a little bit more interesting than the East. And we'll continue to follow that, of course, on TV as the playoffs unfold and we make our way towards an eventual NBA champion coming up next month. Well, among the things that you're doing in Oklahoma City, you're checking out the opening of the new Riversport Rapids. A lot of money went into this facility. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I was just talking to the mayor about it, how they funded this with a 1% sales tax. I know we've heard that in Atlanta before. But, yeah, this is pretty incredible. It's a $45 million whitewater river rafting venue they've built right here in downtown Oklahoma City. So very cool. They've had the Olympic trials for kayaking here last week. It's only been open 2 weeks, and this afternoon I'm going down the rapids, so hopefully this isn't the last time I talk with you.
I don't think so. I think you're going to do fine. I've been down the rapids a couple of times up there in Tennessee, you know, the Nantahala and stuff, and one of the Olympic courses I went on, and I survived, Rick, and I'm confident that you'll be able to do it as well.
I hope so. This is man-made, so it's kind of controlled by the, they kind of control how rough it is, but it can get up to a class 4 rapids, which is what the Olympics use, and the Olympic and Paralympic athletes are here training right now. So this is going to be a fun thing this afternoon.
Want to learn more about the great things happening in OKC? On Twitter, you can follow them, visit OKC.com. And, of course, boathousedistrict.org to learn a little bit more about what Rick is exploring there in Oklahoma City. Well, let's talk a little. You mentioned Olympics. That's what we're going to talk about today. Some of the technology that will be dotting and really consuming the Olympics this summer down in Rio. Talk about these high-tech suits that the track and field team will be wearing.
Every Olympics, it's news kind of what the athletes are wearing. So, and the track and field team always kind of sets the standard. So they're going to be breaking out some new suits here for the track and field, the trials, and then the actual Olympics. The catch here is these uniforms now are not smooth. They have a little texture to them. So they're trying to create, thought as many turbulence and air channels with the holes in them to propel the athlete forward. It remains to be seen if this will work, if world records get set. But all the fastest moving parts of the body, you'll kind of be impacted by the design of these suits.
And I'm sure those will be on sale for a very inexpensive price online.
And I want to see you in one, Sully, come August in the Olympics.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if you'll see that, but you will be able to see plenty of content. NBC is going to stream more than 6,000 hours of content from the games. Each Olympics, Rick, seems to be unprecedented in terms of broadcasting with all the new media channels and outlets which we have to broadcast with, NBC Universal taking full advantage here.
Yeah, if it happens during the Olympics, we'll be able to see it definitely this year. So 1,500 hours on NBC Universal's television networks, you know, NBC and NBC Sports and Bravo, and then 4,500 additional hours online. It's going to be a lot of content. You wonder how much filler is going to be thrown in there, but you'll be able to see it online. You'll be able to see it through the set-top boxes. And this is a good Olympics for time zone watching, so we don't have to worry about things happening way ahead like they do when they're over in Europe or parts of Asia. So we'll be able to see a lot of stuff live, and the fans will love that.
All right, it's an app, Rick, that I'm a newcomer to. I'm finally starting to understand Snapchat, but the Olympics are going to be utilizing Snapchat as well. This means that its validation is even more so now.
Yeah, I'm not really a Snapchat user. I haven't been bit by that bug, sorry, so I'll have to go to you, maybe defer to you on this one a little bit. The Olympics are partnering with Snapchat, NBC is, so there's going to be a lot of the highlights and little tidbits that will be airing on Snapchat. There'll be a dedicated channel. And like I said, there'll be audio, short clips, video, behind the scenes. We'll be able to see those Olympic stories on Snapchat.
It takes a little getting used to Snapchat, but it's starting to come into focus for me a little bit. And the page where you get your little feeds and your live stories, I can actually envision this being somewhat interesting, a little collection of short 30 and 40-second little stories from the Olympics. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, sometimes that's the most impactful way to describe an event or tell the quick story of somebody rather than dragging it out with a, you know, 4 or 5 minute, you know, one of those segments they do on NBC. So I think this is going to bring people a lot closer to a lot of things going on with the Olympics, and especially millennials, the people that use Snapchat a lot.
All right. Now, Google is going to offer enhanced maps of Olympic venues. Are they going to dig a little deeper than what we might normally see on regular Google Maps?
I think so. For people that are stadium and arena geeks like me, and for people that are going to the Olympics, this will let you plan out kind of your visits to the different Olympic venues. Even if you are going to the venue in Rio, carry your smartphone, you'll be able to access a lot of the information on Google Maps. 25 indoor venues, 12 outdoor venues. They already have a few of them up, so you can start looking at them. And, you know, there's been a lot written about how they're getting ready in Brazil and the preparations and all the construction. So it's going to be interesting to check these maps out ahead of time and see how things are going in Rio.
Hard to believe that we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 96 Games here in Atlanta. Any recollections or memories about that Olympics here, Rick?
Yeah, I was here and I watched, you know, the torch run go down Roswell Road. It was amazing how kind of things shut down for the Olympics, and there wasn't the traffic problems that folks predicted. But, you know, 20 years, it did go fast. And, you know, I'm affiliated with the BB&T Tennis. We'll be honoring having some Olympic stuff there this year, too, at Atlantic Station this summer. So I think everyone's going to get bitten by the Olympic bug again this summer, and we'll see what happens.
On Twitter, you can follow Rick. His handle there, Rick Roswell. He's not on Snapchat yet, but we're going to get him there, and and the learning process will begin. Rick, you're going to continue your little excursion in Oklahoma City. Tell us some of the other things that you're going to be doing over the weekend here.
Yeah, just visited the memorial that they did for the bombings back in 1995. Really, really nicely done memorial, nice tribute. Going to a minor league baseball game tonight, and then a lot of baseball players, famous baseball players, are actually from Oklahoma City, so there's an intersection of Johnny Bench Avenue and Mickey Mantle Avenue, and we'll be going to Mickey Mantle Steakhouse tonight, too, so kind of making the press tour here of Oklahoma City.
Well, I hope you enjoy the great weekend there, and safe travels on the way back, and look forward to catching up with you again next week. Rick Limpert joins us every week here on Radio1057.com, talking a little tech, a little sports, having some fun as we always do. And can't mention it enough, encourage you to follow Rick on Twitter. Keep up with all things Rick. His handle, Rick Roswell.
Thanks, all. Everything's okay and okay, Steve.